Good morning. So today for me is kind of like the first day of school. And I know y'all are a ways from that because it's very much so summer mode. But on the first day of school, sometimes your teacher helps out and they give you a name tag. One, so that they know your name, but also so that you can know everyone else's name. And so this church has done that for me today, and I really appreciate it. So I made a name tag, too, and I'm Reverend Colleen. And I started thinking about names and how important that is. And they say that the sweetest sound on earth is when someone you know or someone you love says your name. And so I thought we might start today by sharing our name and our age, just so we can get to know each other a little bit better. So I'm Colleen, and I'm 32. What about you? And that was our oldest member sharing that she's 96. We're so glad. All right, so what's your name?
And a couple, 1 week left.
So 12 and a week away from 13. All right, what about you?
Peyton. 7 years old.
7 years old, that's awesome. All right, and your name?
Again.
Reagan.
I'm 9 years old.
Nine.
Aubrey, and I'm 12 years old, and I have 1 week and 3 days left.
12 and also about to be 13. Very awesome.
Jonathan, I'm 11.
Jonathan, 11.
I'm Eli, and I'm 4.
Awesome. And what's the name?
Madeline Rose.
Wonderful. All right. And so over the next few weeks, we'll get to know each other better and better. But, you know, names are so powerful. And I started thinking about, do you think God knows our name? Yeah, I think so too. And I think that because in so many stories in the Bible, God calls out people's names. So Moses is walking along one day and he sees a burning bush and he hears, Moses, Moses. And he walks up and he says, here I am, Lord, because God's speaking to him. And then Jesus one day is walking in Jericho and he looks up in a tree and he says, Zacchaeus, you come down because I'm going to your house today. And when Zacchaeus hears his name, he comes down and he meets Jesus. And in today's story, we have something kind of similar. There's a boy named Samuel, and he's about your age. He's probably in his, 11, 12, 13. And he hears while he's sleeping, Samuel, Samuel. And so if we were sleeping and we heard Corey, Corey, Jonathan, Jonathan, Aubrey, Aubrey, what would we do? I would have gotten up and I would have run to my big sister's bed or my parents' bed and said, hey, you called. What's up? And that's basically what Samuel does. And he runs to his teacher's bed and his teacher said, I didn't call you. Go back to bed. And this keeps happening until he realizes that God is calling him. God is calling his name. And so we remember that God doesn't just call big people. God doesn't just call adults. But God calls children. God calls all of us. And that's what Samuel helps us remember. And so I want you to remember that I am the new pastor at this church, not just for the big people, not just for the old people or the middle-aged people, but for everyone of every age, for each of you as well. And we're going to remember each other's names because God remembers us. Let's pray. Can you repeat after me? Dear God, today we're listening for your call. We know you have something special for us. and we will answer, "Here I am." Amen.